Across the borders between continents in the cathedrals of New York and Rome, there is a feeling that you should just go home and spend a lifetime finding out just where that is.
Joan Osborne defies easy labels. She's sung with Taj Mahal, Luciano Pavarotti, Spearhead, Bob Dylan, The Grateful Dead, Stevie Wonder, and the Dixie Chicks. And this Grammy-winning singer keeps expanding her horizons. This Friday, she'll be performing Love and Hate, a multimedia production in the Allen Room at Lincoln Center. I feel fortunate that she's able to perform live for us today in WNYC studios. And she's joined by musicians Jack Petruzzelli on guitar, Keith Cotton on piano, Billy Ward on percussion. I'm very pleased to welcome Joan back. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Leonard.
And Jack is also at the mic because you're involved in this whole thing.
Good afternoon.
Now, we are at Jazz from Lincoln Center. I mentioned a whole bunch of people. I didn't mention any jazz musicians. Are you really all over the place? Or are they just expanding the horizons of jazz at Lincoln Center?
Well, this is part of the American Songbook series at Lincoln Center, and they've done a lot of different things, not just jazz there. So I guess that because of that, they felt they could include me in what I'm doing. So,
just how many media are involved in this multimedia event?
I guess three. There's films, there's live dance, and then there's us performing with the string sextet, the full band and a string sextet. So I would say that's three media.
And to some degree, also represent some of your interests. Didn't you go to film school at one point?
I did, yeah. I actually thought for a while that I was going to be a documentary filmmaker and went to NYU and almost graduated. I'm a college dropout. But music sort of came and interfered with all those plans.
Yeah. Jack, you've been involved with this for how long now?
Well, I've been involved with Joan since 91, 92. We have a long history together.
Mm-hmm.
And we started working on this project about 4 years ago, recording.
Gosh, is it that long? Yeah.
You also have worked with Patti Smith and Rufus Wainwright.
Yeah, Rufus Wainwright, yeah.
So did you both envision all the various elements of this project from the very start, or did it kind of grow like Topsy?
Well, I think Jack had a lot of ideas about using these multimedia things sort of on the internet, and I was, you know, not so interested in that, more interested in just getting the music together. But then once we had this really cool body of work, we wanted to present it in a way that, was interesting. And for me, it sort of cries out to be, it's very filmic, and it sort of cries out to be almost like a soundtrack of a movie that doesn't exist yet. So we ended up collaborating with this great woman, Lily Baldwin, who is kind of like a modern-day Maya Deren. She's a dancer, a choreographer, a filmmaker, and really vibed with the music and connected with it and has created some films specifically for some of the songs.
When you say we, are you talking about you and Jack, or are you also talking about the other musicians involved? Because usually these things kind of also develop during rehearsals, don't they?
Yeah, the Jack? Music itself, besides Joan and I writing most of it, certainly the musicians that came and played on the recordings, including Keith Cotton, have really brought a lot of personality to the music. And it lends itself to this as well. Yeah.
And Love and Hate is a song cycle, is that how you say it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, the image that I have in my mind is that you take a beam of white light and you shine it through a prism and you realize that a beam of white light is made up of a lot of different colors. And you can also think about romantic love in that way. We think that it's one thing, but it also is made up of many different ingredients.
As the old R&B song suggested, there's a thin line between love and hate.
Yes, there is. There's that. There's definitely elements of darker things about love, fear and secrets and lies. But then there's also wonderful spiritual elements to it and passionate erotic elements. There's so many things in it.
Well, when you were here last, it was to talk about your album Little Wild One, which was inspired by the poetry of Walt Whitman and Allen Ginsberg. What got you thinking about this?
About love?
Well, love and hate.
Well, I guess...
And the thin line.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to say that it's because that's for personal reasons. You know, that's something that I'm in right now and examining right now in my personal life, if that's not too personal. That's where all the songs are coming from and where the perspectives are coming from.
So. And what are you going to perform for us?
We are going to do a song called Work on Me for you guys first.
Okay. Talking with Joan Osborne and Jack Petrocelli. They're joining now Keith Cotton on piano and Billy Ward on percussion to perform Work on Me, one of the songs from their new multimedia thing. I don't know what else to call it. The CD is not out yet, called Love and Hate. They'll be performing in the Allen Room at Lincoln Center this Friday at 8:30.
Can boil the sea. The way the summer makes everybody younger, that is how you work on me. The way a cloud engulfs a jet plane, the way a river carves its bed, the way a hand fits inside a pocket, that is how you live in my head. If I had known I would miss you like this, I would have made movies of every kiss. The way a freight train rocks the coal cars, the way a woman sips her tea, the way a song fills the atmosphere, that is how you work on me. If I had known I would miss you like this, I would have made movies of every kiss. The way the wind can whip the branches, the way a kind word sets me free. After the rain, how the world is new again, that is how you work on me. How you work on me. Oh, how you work on me. How you work on me.
Joan Osborne performing Work on Me, one of the songs that part of the multimedia project that she will be performing with the group that we have here, which includes Jack Petrozelli on guitar, Keith Cotton on piano, Billy Ward on percussion, at Lincoln Center, the Allen Room at Lincoln Center this coming Friday. And you wrote that song?
Yes, myself and Jack wrote that one, yeah.
Had a real Latin feel. I was, you've been to India, I was thinking, expect something a little more of an Indian feel. But that was, it was interesting watching Billy Billy Ward on percussion, because we have a full drum kit here, but he brought a small group of things. Is that the way he'd perform it?
He's got a shaker stuck in his shoe and some cymbals on the floor and... I think for this kind of intimate thing, I think percussion, I think a whole drum kit might be a bit overwhelming. So
yeah.
he's we asked him to get creative with it. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
And is that what he'll be performing with at Jazz at Lincoln Center?
No, in fact, it's more of an electrified band and a string sextet at Lincoln Center.
So, what's led you to explore so many different musical styles?
Oh, you know, greed, short attention span. I don't know. It's I love all different kinds of music, and I think I would be really sad if I had to say, oh, I'm just a pop singer, oh, I'm just a soul singer, oh, I'm just a country singer. There's so much else out there that I love. I don't see the reason to limit myself. I'm sure commercially it might be easier to package and sell me that way, but it just feels wrong to me to do that.
And people recognize this all over the world. I said you studied in India, but then you returned to perform for the Dalai Lama. That must have been an amazing experience.
Oh, yeah, that was
incredible.
Did you
sing songs like Work on Me?
Well, that one was not written yet. But, yeah, we sang, we did some pop music, and we did What If God Was One of Us, and he was there grooving and snapping his fingers and smiling, and I think he's a music fan, yeah.
You said that your tendency to float between genres is both my saving grace and my biggest commercial failing. So people just don't know where to put the CD in the record store?
Yeah, or if you make a CD down in Nashville and people want to think that you're a country artist and then you turn around and go on tour with the Dead, it's a bit confusing. So
or perform with the Funk Brothers.
Or with the Funk Brothers, yeah. I mean, I feel really lucky to be able to be welcomed into all these different worlds.
Is it partly because you grew up in Kentucky? I would assume that your experience would be mostly country music.
Well, not so much. I mean, country music was around when I was growing up, and I certainly heard it. But I also listened to rock and roll radio and was a big Who and Rolling Stones fan when I was growing up. And my father was a big classical music fan, so I listened to a lot of that. And, we would get Broadway show albums like The Sound of Music and things like that. And I would sit and listen and learn all the harmony parts. So I think I just have a very large appetite for different kinds of things.
And I'm sure you draw a wide range of fans as a result. Including
yes, it's
us,
a wonderful
by the way.
Thing. Well, thank you.
What else are you going to perform for us?
This is another one of the songs from Love and Hate. It is called This Is Where We Start.
Joan Osborne and the other musicians she has brought along with her, to us for this live performance on our show. Jack Petroselli on guitar, Keith Cotton on piano, Billy Ward on percussion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Looking at your childhood face on the pillow where you lie, maybe when good things come, what is born before. Trades my lonely, lonely heart. Oh, baby, 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 this is where we start. Waking to this dream. Rising like a breath of ease, all the world is on our side. Lying here alone in this room with you, all prey, devastate my lonely heart. Oh, baby, 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 this is where we start. Oh, baby, 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 this is where we start.
Premiering at Lincoln Center on February 4th with film. And a reminder that she'll also be at Carnegie Hall on February 10th at 8 p.m. as part of the Neil Young tribute show. Earlier this year, she was part of the John Lennon's song tribute show. Thank you so much, Joan. Thank you all.